The Medford Area School Board held their April meeting recently. Here's School Superintendent Pat Sullivan with more of the business that was discussed during that meeting.
The next thing that we talked about was the board approved an easement for the city of Medford. They, over the summer, had some water lines put in under our parking lots at the high school. And they found out that they could qualify for a grant if we allow an easement, and the board did allow that easement. We had all of our principals in each building go over their class size and section number updates. Again, at this point, it's very early, but we still report to the board, hey, here's what we're looking at. We feel like we're in pretty good shape as far as having enough staff and being able to maintain our section numbers, and our class sizes are not what we would consider too large. And again, every level looks a little different. We try to keep pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade. We try to keep them maybe a little lower than our fourth, fifth, sixth. But again, this is a point in the year where we talk about what we're looking at, and we'll continue to monitor that. We had an update on Fund 46, which is something the board sets aside for capital projects. That money is not eligible, or we're not allowed to spend any of that until December. So we're, again, just kind of keeping an eye on what's in that and some of the different things. We looked at our maintenance plans, our capital project plans that we have forecasted out over the next 10 years, and talked a little bit about how Fund 46 will play into hopefully being able to knock some of those out. The board approved change for our teachers who go to pick up extra credits. Teachers were allowed to get reimbursed for 3 credits a year at $125 per credit. Now, that does not pay in full for the credit. That is just helping the teacher pay a portion of what the credit costs. And the board increased that $125 to $175. They kept the max a year at 3, but increased the payout to $175. That goes into effect July 1st. We had a finance update. One of the things we talked about, we're excited about, is our food service program continues to do well, and they have a May 15th. They've raised a couple cows and one pig, and they're going to be serving that day to students and to our staff as well. And we're also going to be bringing in fresh farm vegetables from the area on that day as well. So we just had them come in and give an overall report on what's going on with our food service program.
Pat Sullivan, District Administrator for the Medford Area Public School District, April monthly meeting.
To learn more about this Medford Area School District Board of Education meeting, including an update on Medford graduation, or any other school news going on around our area, be sure to visit our website, k99wbygm.com. Look for the school news page.